to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Back and it's back. Coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Remember to email podcast@mashabela.co.za if you want to use these studios. So Penduka is here.
Yes.
I am here. Mesh is here. Neo is here. Aya is here. Ghost Lady is here. Yes. Black is here. Tato's here. Yes. Everybody's here.
Yes. Neo, wipe that pussy residue off of your mouth. He's been busy since Monday.
How are your girlfriends, Valenel? Did you rock both of them?
What?
Whoa.
Both?
Whoa. Whoa. Get out of here. Oh, Jesus
Damn.
Christ.
Damn.
The chosen one. And one is actually Neo, if you scramble the words around.
Which one is that one?
Which one?
Which one? Which one is Neo?
Rhea, Nikki.
Who's the one, actually, bro?
Nikki or Rhea? Both.
Ooh. Hey.
My 2008, these niggas ain't fucking around.
Dog. Hey. You're like Noah, bro. You're taking them 2x2. Noah's ark.
Oh, shit.
Make them arch. So where did you get a stand?
Oh, shit. Fuck, man. Before I forget, remember like a few weeks back, I asked you guys to bring him a trick results?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you bring them?
Oh, yeah. I got my results.
You got yours, Ghost Lady?
I do.
Okay, let's get straight into it. Let's start with Ghost Lady. All right.
Start with me.
Yeah. Tell us the subject and what you got. This is matric. When was your matric year? 1990?
2005.
Oh, same year?
Yes.
Yeah, 05. You, Penduka?
2006.
Oh. It's a lighty, this one.
No, we're the same age. My mom.
No, he failed. There's a grade you have to repeat.
No, my mom worked at a primary school, like Izibugo Primary School in Katlehong. So, like, I had a weird schooling beginning. So then I went to my mom's school, for like grade one, grade two, or no, grade one. And then she quickly sent me to some English preschool, right? Mm-hmm. And then they quickly got me through, and they were like, okay, he's done grade one already here at my workplace. Mm. Let's take him to grade two with the white kids. Mm. Then I got to school with the white kids, and I was just quiet. They're like, he's shy. I'm like, no, I'm talkative. I just can't speak English. And then we were reading, you read as kids, right?
Yeah.
Ben and Mark and the dog.
Mm. Yeah.
And then every kid got a turn to read, and whenever they were stuck, they'd look at the teacher, and the teacher would finish the sentence off for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, easy. I got there. It's time for the new kid to read. You know, the big dark kid. And I was like, look at the teacher, she'll finish the sentence. And then she started the sentence and finished it. I'm like, good, well done. First sentence. Second sentence, look at the teacher, she'll read. You know, then they realized this guy can't fucking read. And they called the mom, like, what? Are you sure he did grade one, this one?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he did, but I don't know. He's got no comprehension. He needs to go back to grade one.
Did you have any white friends?
No, I didn't have white friends.
Mm.
Didn't. I had some Portuguese guy, Mitchell Miranda. You know, he had a long name. The first was Mitchell something something, Dos Santo, Dedre, whatever, Miranda.
Then
we were very close because he couldn't really, you know, like speak proper English, you know, but we were very close, but I didn't really have like white friends. So that's what happened. Grade one, I went to grade two, Miss Oosthuizen's class, I remember very well. And and then there was Peter Solomoni. Now, Peter is from Congo.
Yeah.
Né?
Yeah.
And he's the first black guy. There's only two of us or three of us. And I'm sitting next to him. I'm like, hola. He's looking at me weird. Like, what's he saying? What the fuck? Because I'm thinking he's just black. I've never this was my first interaction with a black non-South African.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, Yazimot. Just to test, you know, like he's like, what? You know? And then he told the teacher, "Yo, this guy's weird. Something's wrong with him." You know? Then the later on in the reading class, it was confirmed that no,
this guy's
he's not normal. This one, which one is this one? It's not the normal one. So I got taken back to grade one, and I used to be mad at my mom a lot, you know, because I'm like, now I'm going to finish school at 19. Whatever. And then she'd say, but look at yourself now. You know, you speak so fluently. You speak so well. I'm so proud of you. You had to repeat that grade because when you got there, you didn't know what the fuck was going on. And English is the basis upon which you learn other subjects like biology, whatever.
So you CBS repeated a grade?
No, I was taken back a grade, even worse than repeating a grade. I didn't repeat any grade. I was taken back a grade. So that's the story of me finishing school at 19. So that's why you matriculated 05. We're all the same age, but I matriculated 06.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, ghost lady, what school? What school were you at?
Remember, I went to Praate.
Oh, yeah, with
you. Ooh, Praate. Yes, yes.
Praate.
I can forget.
It's a fancy school.
It sounds Praate. Fancy. It's an art school.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's for the talented ones. Ooh. Alrighty. English, first language, I got a C.
C?
Yeah.
Okay, give us percentage.
Oh.
It's
60.
60?
Yeah, yes. That's C. 60.
High grade, standard grade.
Of course, yes. Grade.
Please, okay. Please elaborate the grade.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Alrighty. Afrikaans second language, higher grade.
Uh-huh.
50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then I did art, higher grade. And I got, what did they do this to me? 53.
In art?
There's higher grade in art.
Like, high.
Standard grade, you're drawing stick figures. Fuck higher grade in art.
Well, in higher grade, clearly I was drawing stick figures to get you to
grade. No, you're higher grade.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
All right. And then mathematics, I got 61.
High grade?
No, standard.
Standard grade.
Okay. Definitely. You was about to say
Why definitely? Why?
You're doing art. No one does art on higher grade and does math higher grade.
You need to choose your battle.
Choose a struggle.
Choose a struggle.
All right. And then I did physical science. Standard grade 2. And I got 50.
Ooh.
50.
Okay.
And then design, I got distinction.
Higher grade?
81. No. High. It's... Oh... Standard grade.
I can
Why?
Yeah,
why
you're
is it standard
vulnerable
grade?
Subjects. Standard grade, 80%. But no, well done. Still, yeah. That's a good result.
So I got
that's
one distinction.
A. One distinction.
One distinction.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to you.
Okay. Woodwork. Sounds like you're about to say woodwork in there.
Tell him you're a married woman. You only do woodwork in the morning in bed. Work on the morning wood.
Evening, midnight.
Like, before you sleep, like, in the morning, I wish a nigga would.
Now that's woodwork.
Proper woodwork, right?
All right, so I went to High Park High. English.
High Park.
High Park, my daughter.
Yo.
Because I was right. There is a trust fund, baby.
Yeah, you're
just not all of us.
English first language, high grade, 49. Afrikaans second language, standard grade. Yes.
Standard grade.
Yeah, no, Afrikaans was.
It's
yeah.
Tough, yo.
But Afrikaans, when they say, waar did the kind bloom? Then you look at the story. And you, whatever blom, when you find blom, you write the sentence after.
No, yes, you crammed.
We all did that. We all did that. Yeah, comprehension. Yeah.
No, I literally tweeted yesterday that like I did like 9 years. I think we started in grade 3 or something, Afrikaans. Like 9 years of Afrikaans. Like, I still cannot speak the language.
Yeah.
Because we crammed it.
We all crammed it.
I'm looking at my Afrikaans mark. It's actually good for a person who can't speak a word of Afrikaans.
So it was 51, standard grade. Maths, standard grade.
Obviously.
Maths.
There was no math lit for us, eh?
No.
You would have done math
lit. At 62.
Hey, nice one.
Physical science. Not your fucking art. Bullshit.
Design. No, she did physical science though too.
Oh, yeah,
did physical science.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
40 standard grade.
Which grade? Standard grade.
Yeah, standard grade.
Ah, I still did better than you. I got 50.
You got 50. No. Computer science, higher grade, motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah, 48.
In the real world, that's a fail. Anything for me, under 50%, in the real, not in Enzi Mutaka's world, right? In the real world, it's a fail. Anything under half.
Wait, we are OBE kids, so this is a pass for OBE kids.
Yes, and yes, like I said, it's a 33% or 40, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I never even knew the fail mark.
Yeah.
You know, like, because, I mean, I'm not playing in the 40s.
Yeah.
Hish.
Only in my dating game can I play in the 40s.
accounting, higher grade, 45.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah. 45 mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I must do the books for the network.
No.
No.
No. No. Because you're below average good. 50% is average in the real world. Anything under 50 in the real world is a fail for me.
You can just file invoices. That's the best you can do. File them.
You, Penduka?
Before I go, like, I was one of the smart kids, but not book smart, you know? Like, smart, like...
Disclaimer.
You know what I mean? But not, like, book smart. But here we go. St. Francis. Matriculation. St. Francis College in Benoni, 2006.
Okay.
English, first language.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
65%. Woo! Higher grade.
Sure, you CBS. Yeah,
yes.
You
see me? You see me? Are you CBS? Are you CBS, nigga? Not you CBS. Yeah, that's my English. 65% higher grade.
Nice.
Afrikaans, funny enough, higher grade. Hmm. Second language, 57%.
Fuck, that's amazing, dog.
For me, yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Higher grade, damn.
Mathematics, higher grade. Higher grade mathematics. Huh. I'm the only one in this room, only me and Neo, who did higher grade mathematics. I'm sure Aya didn't do higher grade mathematics, right?
He's got some higher grade pussy.
Oh, well, that is true. That is true. Higher grade pussy. Yeah.
Which one is higher grade pussy?
I don't. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Mathematics, higher grade, 60%. Hey, that's a good thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Higher grade mathematics. You got standard grade 40-something percent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. That's fuck, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like in the standard grade class, I would have gotten an A, definitely.
Wow. Shit, you were quite good, bro.
But I wasn't studying. I was one of those kids who did not apply themselves.
That's quite amazing, yo.
I did not apply myself. I was one of those kids.
Hmm.
Like, you know, I was focused on rapping, doing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Physical science, higher grade.
Hmm.
56%.
Sure.
Okay, then remember, in varsity, we needed minimum 4 higher grades to get an exemption into varsity, right? Yeah. So I did maths, Afrikaans, physics, English, and higher grade. Now these are my biology, these are my standard grade subjects, two. Mm. Biology standard grade, 68%.
Not too bad.
Wow. Not too bad. Wow. Business economics standard grade, 73%. At least I got a B.
Why do you have so many subjects, bro?
Just six. No, it's wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just six. You needed 4 higher grades and 2 standard grades to get into varsity.
Hey,
yeah, and the M score is between 1,260 to 1,439. I obviously have the highest M score due to the fact that I've got more higher grade subjects, which I did fairly decently in.
Where's the M score?
I'm looking at my matric. You've got your M score. Wait. Are you looking at your statement also like me? I said my highest stand M score is 1,200 to 1,400.
Yes.
Her M score is 900 to 1,001.
Don't lie.
Oh shit! What was my M score? Oh, it was 1,066.
Ah,
Yeah, there we go.
No, please there. Verify.
No.
Yes!
Something is not right.
Yes!
This nigga been lying to us.
What do you
see? Hold on. This guy, this is his prelims. This is a result for his prelims.
Ah, thank you, dog.
Because I'm looking at a report, a school report. I'm like, girl, you don't get a school report for the last term.
Same shit.
This is a school report. This is a school report.
It's a school report. Mash, put this one in here, man. Yo, and in term 2 and term 3, there's red circles. 35% for physics in term 2. 37%. Hey, physics fucked you up, dog. Huh? And you're short. Gravity's still fucking you up, man. So what happened? The 1,066 is referring to is we if you've got like, I don't know how many subjects, they add the marks up. Then divided by the number of subjects gives you your average. Mm. So the 1,066 is all your percentages put together. Yeah. Then they would divide for the average.
Anyway, fuck but
prelims.
You know, he's reading out his whole school reports here.
Anyway, fucking hell, man.
Wait, what was the comment?
That's term three.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Teacher? What was the comment?
The comments by the teacher, bro, yeah. Since we're in the report.
Yeah, please try harder next term.
It's a picture he took of the hard copy, so I don't know if it's cropped out or not.
Yeah, the comments are cropped out.
Cropped out.
It's just
they weren't good, though.
A 46% year average can improve, work hard for the final exams.
Uh-huh.
46 average?
Not too shabby.
No, it's bad.
I know it's bad.
It's bad.
Anyway, talking about childhood, ne?
Yes.
So my girl sister, she's turning 21 this weekend.
Oh.
So you know, like normally back in the days, you'd get the invincible key.
Yes. So, well, it's actually visible.
Is it?
You'd get it at Cardi's and the gift shops. There's literally, even in some homes, you get in, there's a picture of Lekhanyane somewhere in the wall, and then there's the key.
And there's the key.
Silver golden key in the dining, in the room divider.
The room divider.
You guys got a key?
I didn't. I didn't even have a pot. Okay, sad story, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, like, you know.
Did you get a key, Mesh?
Wow, God,
what is
these
that?
2000s. You used to get keys. Now.
But
did you get a key?
No, I went to the mountains.
You went to the mountains?
Oh.
Is that your key?
Yeah, that's the key.
What do you mean? Oh, I went to the mountains as well. That's not a fucking key.
Well, I don't know, man.
A key to what?
A key to manhood.
But yeah, you know how courses, they believe like going to the mountains is like you come back as indoor after that, you know?
Yeah, I went there when I was like 13, 14,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
Oh, yeah, some go. Sure when you were there in your like 19, 18, there were kids who were 12 there you were there with.
No, courses go, I think, at like...
Done at 19.
Yeah, it's like 19.
Oh, you go when you're 19 only?
Yeah. Oh, no wonder you Xhosa guys are the way you are. You went too late. Oh, shit. So anyway, she's like, fuck the key, man. Yes. All I want is money and an iPhone. And you can guess which gender I'm talking about.
Of course, no other gender, of course.
You know what I mean?
You did say it's a sister.
Oh, yeah, I did say it's a sister, yeah. But I was so the key thing is it's over. It doesn't happen anymore. It's
I don't
gone.
Know. I haven't heard of a 21st birthday in a while. Like, Sagu 21st. I haven't heard of that in a while.
Neither is Buster 99.
Oh. He definitely won't attend that party. Like, I go quiet. Old age home. Take him to the old age home. I'll make them the soundtrack of that old age home. But I'm not coming to that party.
Did you see the prisoners that went live on Facebook?
There?
Prisoners.
Prisoners.
Yes, there's prisoners in the Eastern Cape. They went live. Let me check the article.
God. And what did they do?
See, going to the mountains at 90.
You see?
He's coming for me.
Prisoners in Eastern Cape decided to smuggle a phone in the cell and went live on Facebook yesterday to raise their concerns about food. In the list of concerns, they said there's no cornflakes, no wheat bix, and milk. They went live and are demanding these things.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you the video, Mesh. Ne? You must play it.
Now, in their defense, then, that's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Journalism, bro.
What do you mean? They're in prison, dog.
Yeah, they're in prison, and they deserve to be treated fine. Yeah, clearly, there were conflicts. Clearly, there were wheat bix. Clearly, all these things had been given to them before. And now they've been taken away because someone is clearly might be charging money for the wheat bix, might be charging money for the cornflakes and for the oats.
What if maybe it was just something they get maybe on Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, then. So it's like, no, we demand this to have this but on a daily basis.
Do you think they get it? No, but they said we are not being given this anymore. They didn't say, hey, why do you give this on, yes, why do you give this to us on Christmas Day
only? It's a pandemic. They must be reminded. We are all struggling. Yeah. That money is going to the 350s that we receive now.
I don't know much about prison. Would you last in prison, bro?
No, I wouldn't last.
Never.
I would, but what I'd need to do is I'd need to lose my current self and be this batshit crazy guy. And then that's who I am, because I need to be in that character. But in my current, like the way I am now, I wouldn't. But I'd need to toughen up and cross a particular line.
And you're nice and big with Ntofo Ntofo. When you walk in, there's like, here's Pumba, guys.
About Timon.
Hey man, come on, stop it. That's what I've been thinking about.
You look so like you warm at night, so let's be honest.
That's the problem of being fat. Everybody's like, imagine if you're in prison. Yeah, but come on, man. Yeah. And apparently that thing hardly happens. It's not like a regular, like sodomy.
Yeah, oh yeah, for real.
Apparently it's not like a thing that is like every cell there is. And also there are relationships where Oaks, I don't know if they went in there already, you know, being sodomized or not, but they eventually enjoy it and they then have,
or maybe they're just open, you know, they're and they're out of the closet, you know, just like, it's okay.
Yes, true. Also, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I wouldn't survive. That's why I fear prison. I fear prison.
I got a cousin who went to prison once.
Oh, flip!
Yeah, and he said when he was horny, he couldn't take it anymore. He used the guy he was sleeping with, he used his thigh to yank one out. So it was like he's chowing the guy's thigh.
Oh.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. How? So he gets in between the thighs.
Yeah.
The thighs.
So it feels warm and...
There's a Zulu word for that. Uksoma. Right?
How?
It's not Uksoma. Uksoma, ne? Yeah, Uksoma.
Okay.
So the guy was Msomi then. In the prison. Yeah, Uksoma, ne? Well, he's a soft Zulu. Uksoma, it. Uksoma, no,
I'm
it's called
Zulu,
Uksoma.
And I also I did not know about that Uksoma.
They call it because you put in your dick in between the thighs.
Yeah,
and this is where the word comes from.
I guess I've heard of that when people say you're still a virgin, and this is just an alternative sex.
Yes,
instead
Uksoma.
Of doing penetration sex,
but it's the thigh thing.
I didn't know
thing.
That name. Yeah, it's the thigh thing.
Yes. Yes,
thick,
and you put your dick like between the thighs, and this is where the term comes from. And then Uksoma move, you know, in and out. Uksoma.
Uksoma thrust.
Uksoma thrust.
In between.
Uksoma thrust. And you hope the lady trusts you not to go all the way up into places where things start to disappear.
And then you get a distinction. Higher grade, Baba. Have you guys seen The Toughest Prisons in the World? Have you seen that series on Netflix?
I have.
I only saw, I don't know if it's the one with Johnny Mongrel.
It's the same. It's the same host for all the shows.
Oh, that British guy, the big guy.
Yeah, the British
forgot
guy.
Forgot his name, man. I've only seen the clips of Johnny Mongrel, who apparently had passed away. He has long passed away now.
Let's check it out. It's crazy, bro.
It's scary, though.
Yo, they went to Cape Town. That
I saw
scary.
This other Cape Town one as well.
Pause
yeah.
I don't know which prison they went to.
It was Posmo. Yeah.
The guy Johnny, looked scared, bro.
That's Johnny Mongrel. Yeah. I'm in Doda, your man. His face, my face. When he's asking, so how do you guys have sex?
Yeah.
And he goes, his face, my face. And then the guy asks, so are you gay? I'm like, no, I'm in Ndoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one. And that's the guy who looks scary you're talking about.
And in Brazil, they allow prisoners to tough. So prisoners, the wives and girlfriends can come like on a certain
day. Conjugal visits.
Yeah, okay.
And they go to some other area and then they rock.
Yeah. And that's how it should be, I think. Yeah. I mean, already we've got this constitution that's beautiful, that protects people who've killed and raped toddlers and babies. Really, I think they should allow even South African prisoners to have their people come through and see them, because already they're having conflicts and they're living soft in there, so why not?
And then there's another prison in Poland, like one of these cold areas in Europe, where it's like a commune, bro. it's a better like environment, lifestyle than wow. some people here in SA mm. that are not even in prison. Like they have everything, bro. They got Wi-Fi, they got TVs. It's like soft life, chief.
Mm. Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell, dog. But that's those are first world countries,
first
man.
World yeah. countries, yeah.
Those are first world countries, dog. The standard is completely different. And also remember that prisons are rehabilitation.
That the prison look like a hotel, bro.
Prisons are rehabilitation places. Mm. It's where people need to get rehabilitated. And also, maybe if you're from like a rough background, poverty, and you get to prison, it's maybe an eye, could be an eye opener to say, you could have a decent life if you work hard enough, whatever. Okay, that's a shit example. Mm. Like, you know, but prisons are not supposed to be punishment.
Yes, yes.
They're not supposed to be 4 or 5 years or whatever your length of sentence is of trauma.
Yeah, because it made sense when I was watching the Poland episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they actually teach you there. They've got like school. It's a proper institution. Mm. And it turns out that
the prisons are polished up.
Yeah.
Poland.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it turns out that people come out of there better because they train them of how to, when they go back into the real life, to, you know, get a job and they learn skills. So when you leave the prison, you can do stuff.
Thank you. That you know? Is why it's prisons are there to rehabilitate people.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, yeah. Correctional service. That's yes. what they call to correct you yes. from your wrongs of the life.
But you know who deserves to go to prison?
Who?
Everybody's doing this fucking crate challenge. That thing is crazy.
Oh,
what the fuck? Bro. Are people that bored, bro?
Yo.
Dude. Well, is it here now in South Africa?
No, it's about to. You know it's going to come.
It's
yeah.
about to hit.
Robert Boy will be the first one.
Oh. As he climbs a crate.
No, that thing is nuts, bro. Like, I don't get it. Why would you put yourself in harm's way like that?
Yeah.
Like the injuries that people, like, I saw pictures of guys injured. Like,
dude.
Guys.
I saw a dude landing on his ribs.
Oh.
Oaks landing. Almost
breaking
on their heads.
Their nose. Like, dog,
you could die, bro. Like, you could, for what? Because it's not like you're getting a prize if you make it all the way down.
Exactly.
Would you do it, bro?
No.
Yeah, you'd break the crates. Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh. And they would create a crater on the earth, right? Nah, man. Like, I wouldn't, bro.
It's dude, definitely it's, just Hood Olympics. Like, it's so ghetto. Like, guys.
I wouldn't,
on.
Dog. Like, it ends. In one way, or well, there's two ways. Either you make it through and you get nothing for it, apart from satisfaction, or you break your neck. And I know my luck. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who's going to break his neck and be paralyzed because I know my luck. Never.
Why? Why would you say you know your luck?
That's like, I'm that guy.
You know you're clumsy. You I'm know
that,
you're clumsy.
Yeah, and I'm that guy. Like, if Mesh, Nell, Aya smash the same chick and they get out of there, I'm that guy who's gonna get there and impregnate her. I'm that guy. If he robs a bank, I'm that guy who's gonna get caught.
You are going to prison.
Yes, I know my luck. I'm that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that guy. And so I'm never gonna try shit like that.
It's like,
man,
the boss stops with you. Right?
I'm the guy who wore kids and a dog breaks loose, the most feared dog in the hood. I'm the guy that's gonna catch. I'm that kid and it chooses me. I'm not even the slowest running, but it chooses me. Like, fresh meat.
Go on, doff and doff.
So I'm never gonna try shit like that, man. No way. I swear to God, bro. I never get away with shit most people get away with.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Okay. It's good. It's good you know that about yourself.
You need to, so you know not to, you know, go into certain situations.
Anything else that's been happening, Ghost Lady? What's happening in the streets,
did
man?
You see about Ntsiki Mazwai? She was trending the past 2 days.
Again?
Yes. You know how Ntsiki just comes in and cleans the celebrity streets. Mm. So she came. She first came for, like, Monang. Basically, she was just talking about how B&G was a wine, like, was a brand, Woolworths brand that wasn't selling.
Yes.
And then they had to rebrand it, and that's how Monang. So it's not like it's Monang's. She's just the marketing gimmick for it.
Mm.
So a lot of other people came
she's not
to
the
Monang's.
Owner, she said.
Yeah, she's not the owner. Yeah. And then a lot of people came for, you know, to her Bonang's defense, you know, coming for Ntsiki Mazwai. And yeah.
But that's not news. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's not. It's
isn't
not
that public knowledge.
It's not.
It sort of is public knowledge.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was a brand that Woolies was selling of wine, and then Bonang.
But I guess it comes across as hate as well. You know, people just wanting to come to, like, why would you hate on? And it's also the thing, like, when will black people own their stuff, you know, from scratch? And then it's like the debate is, at the end of the day, if you can get a coin from something, better than nothing.
But also, it's very hard, especially in the alcohol industry, as I would know.
Yeah.
Because it's owned by white people, like distribution.
Definitely.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you want your product to be in everywhere, then you have to somehow shake hands with a white person because they own it, right?
Yeah. And
that's why it's so hard for me to get grandeur, because I own the product, right? Mm-hmm. I've owned it for like maybe 2-3 years, and to get distribution has been so hard, bro.
It's difficult.
You know?
So like, what is the chance of getting grandeur in, like, well,
all the topses.
All the topses.
Ah, oh, dude,
it's
fuck.
It's going to be...
I'd have to give away some equity to a white person.
Exactly.
You know?
You see?
Yeah, so it's easier said than done. It's fucking hard, bro. That's why if you check, like, with Boiti's thing, it was easy for her to get into all the... What is she? She's in ShopRite? What?
ShopRite.
ShopRite.
ShopRite. Because there's a white person behind the scenes.
Yeah, she's working with a couple of people. She's partnered up.
She's partnered up.
It's the only way.
But she's there because I did, like, CIPC, the company, and she's there in the ownership.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I know. She's definitely... Like, there's a Tulo 180-something or 91 or 92. She's definitely there. So shout out to her.
And but without those guys, you know how hard it would be for her.
It's
difficult, right?
Difficult.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's difficult. Yeah. It's difficult, and there's nothing more sad than having a brand for like 10 years, for example, and you still can't get into the mainstream.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's foul play happening up there. Mm. True. Literally, the big brands, whether it be energy drink or whether it be alcohol, they literally tell the spa that, yo, we're the biggest company that supplies you with ciders or whatever. If you put all these other companies onto your shelves on every store, we're pulling out.
Yes.
And you're thinking, damn, these guys are selling and I'm moving like 4 million rands, you know, in this branch worth of just their items. And you know it's always like these houses that have different kinds of alcohol.
Yeah.
And if they say they're pulling out, to get me, you as a shop, you want to make money and have a plethora of options available for people, but you can't because you're being sort of blackmailed by these brands.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong, like you said, with the Bonang thing. I do not get it. It's, yes, black people should own their shit, but Bonang didn't start the wine. Mm. And do people know how much it takes to start? Dude, where's you going to buy a wine farm? Where's you going to pay the people to mine the grapes?
But didn't she say at first, though, I think she was taking pictures in a wine farm, like Bonang, it was like a rumor that, or maybe she said,
I remember those.
Yeah.
Where she was in Stellenbosch.
Yeah, saying that she owns a wine farm now.
She posted herself, go wine farm. Having whatever she's drinking, chilling. Nice Instagram post, right? People assume she bought.
Oh.
Or, you know what I mean?
Mm. She's still posting by the thing.
She's in America.
Yeah, by the park there in America. She only posts the park. Have you seen?
Is it?
Yeah, she only posts like.
I can't wait to see what she's doing. You know,
she's in the park posting.
I know, but like the what's the job?
In the park. What?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I promise you. Go to your Instagram and check when last she posted. But she's always in the park posting. She's
Central
in the park.
Park.
Yeah. So does she own the park now?
She's making good deals somewhere there. I'm sure.
Let's see in the park. Wow. Why, man? I mean, it's Bonang, bro. Come on. Queen Bee.
Yeah, you must check out her story. She's always with some friends there in the park.
Jesus.
I can't wait to... Remember, she was supposed to be on a podcast with Charlamagne.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
Oh, she was signed to his, like, podcast channel thing going on. I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. There she is in the park.
In the park, yeah. They know her as a first name basis.
What did you say?
I just said the only time you'll see Bonang Apagi here in the park. Are you okay, dog?
Hey, Ghostly, what else has been happening? Hey, you're on fire today.
If anything, did you also hear about the whole story about Beyonce. Now, Beyonce posted with a diamond. Well, yeah. She's probably like she's the fourth person to wear this diamond. And the history of the diamond is that it comes from where? South Africa.
You lie.
Basically, it's part of what? Black, that whole black diamond. You know, the history. We know how diamonds left, you know, and were taken from South Africa.
Wow. Yeah, so what's it called? What's the diamond called?
What is the diamond called? I'll find
Google
out.
It, yeah.
But it was from Tiffany.
Wow.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's the first black person to wear it.
Yeah, first black person to wear it. Yeah.
It's called Tiffany & Co. Diamond necklace is worth $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany & Co. Yeah, there's no name. It just says Tiffany & Co.
Yeah. And so imagine if it was Bonang, at least could have been the one. We would have handled it better.
At the park.
Her wearing the diamond. But
instead of Bonang. Instead of Beyonce.
Bonang
at the Ivy Park.
That's sad, man. That's
Why
sad.
Is it sad, though?
Because, bro. You know, I saw a phrase or a quote during the week. It says, let me find it for you. So deep, bro. Okay. It says, where is it? Let me find it. Yeah. Africa is the richest continent under the ground and the poorest on top of the ground.
Oof. That's so true.
That is very
true. Dude, how deep?
And such sad, diamonds. Man.
Yeah.
Say a lot.
Yeah. Even the queen on her crown, she's got a diamond that was from
one of the Cullinan. There's a mine used to call the Cullinan.
Cullinan
in Kimberley.
Kimberley.
It's one of the Cullinan diamonds. Mm. There's like a number of those diamonds. It sits at the top of her crown. It's like the biggest of those Cullinan diamonds. It's like 6, 7, 8 of them. It's the biggest, and it's on the queen's crown. Now I don't understand why we don't get those things back at the Louvre in France. Like probably the most famous museum, the Louvre, where Jay-Z and Beyonce, where Mona Lisa stands. Jay-Z and Beyonce shot their video for Ape Shit in the Louvre. I mean, a lot of those things were stolen.
There's actually another museum in Belgium that now is returning their African like artworks back to, I think, Congo even.
They're probably returning it back to Congo. There was
I read that recently.
There's a Belgian king. What's his name? Is it Leopold? I think Leopold II. Leopold? Just Google. King Leopold II.
King Leopold II.
That guy killed millions of people in Congo.
Yo.
So that's how you know that Africa...
How do you spell Leopold? King Leopold II of Belgium, yeah.
King the second
Leopold,
of Belgium.
Yeah,
Leopold II of Belgium. Killed millions, millions of Congolese people. That's when you realize that there's something in Africa under the ground.
Yo.
I mean, what do they call it? Rush or scrambles for Africa?
Yeah.
Where everybody, all these Western powers came to Africa and tried to colonize a certain part of Africa. You've got Portugal in Angola, in Mozambique. Mm. You've got Belgium in Congo. You've got France in Cote d'Ivoire. You've got France in Algeria. You've got British in Nigeria. You've got all these countries that have been colonized. Why? Because there's something.
There was something. There was
the Egyptian mummies. They couldn't take them because they were too big.
The mummies.
The mummies of BBWs. The fat mummies. You want the mummies? Well. Oh, the pyramids.
The pyramids.
Oh, sorry,
man.
The mummies.
The pyramids. The pyramids.
Yeah.
I'm here trying to break it down. I'm like, is it because...
Yes.
I'm just making a joke out of it. Like, oh, yeah, the mummies. The pyramids.
The pyramids. Yeah. That's what I mean.
You 100%. And, but the thing's about the pyramids.
Hey, Mesh, take that out. I sound dumb, dog. Hey, take that out. Tim. Egyptian mummies.
Yeah, because mummies are the corpses, right?
The corpses.
The mummified bandaged and conserved whatever.
Yeah, the pyramids.
Preserved.
Preserved
the corpses. Yes.
Sure.
But you see, the thing is about the pyramid, that you're right. 100%, if they could take the pyramids, they would have taken the pyramids.
Yeah.
But they couldn't. But now instead, what do they say? There's a conspiracy theory, obviously, from the West.
Yeah.
That, because there's a thing about the pyramids that apparently, like, apart from just the design and how perfect it is and that it has lasted so many years, like, the pinnacle of the pyramid where all these sides meet goes up to particular stars, and it's scientific.
Yeah.
And then now the Western conspiracy theories say it was aliens or some extraterrestrial whatever. These are conspiracy theories. I'm like, why is it not believable that it's just Africans who designed and had, because they always say that the pyramids, the technology required for the pyramids is so far ahead that even today we can't make the pyramids. Without computers.
So it must be aliens. It can't be us.
Thank you. Oh. So without computers to help us design, and what are these? What is it? This design software mesh? What CAD? What CAD? AutoCAD. Without your AutoCADs and everything, we just had to do it as humans. I mean, that thing is perfect. Those sides and also the technology required to hoist all of those bricks, those huge bricks that they were getting from the quarries, that they were carving out and hitting from the quarries, to carry those things and hoist them up to those heights back in those years. Can't fathom it as a modern day human being. And they'll always say, hey, the technology is too advanced, whatever. For those, now take it back to a couple of hundred years ago.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Yeah.
That's just fucking nuts. If you think about those gigantic structures and how they were erected, it is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So there'll always be that, hey, who did it? Extra. No, it was Africans, guys. Yeah. And that was before Africans got disturbed. Yeah. That was before they came and they killed millions of people in Congo and everywhere else. The thing is, bro, Europe is harsh. The conditions in Europe, and I always tell these people, they're harsh.
It's hard.
They are cold.
Extremely cold there.
Extremely cold. Animals die in winter. Shit happens. And you need to go out there to find survival. In Africa, we're good. We've got all these trees and fruits. It's warm. We can live. We're nice, right? So we're not in a hurry to dig underground and see what's going on.
Yeah, no, it was a very good place.
We're not in a hurry to build boats and go elsewhere.
Yes, over the years it has happened where you see a lot of refugees trying to get to Europe and so forth. But those refugees were also Europeans coming to Africa.
Yes.
Because they were being promised a better life.
Thank you, yes. A guy does not leave Santon and go to Alex to try break into a home to see if he can find something to eat. It happens the other way around. Because this environment is harsh.
Yeah.
So people will always say that, hey, Africa, if it wasn't for these people, wouldn't have computers. No, fuck, we would have eventually.
Yeah.
What you see in Black Panther, it would have fucking happened eventually. Because already there's Mapungubwe, where we were mining gold, we were melting gold, and we were carving it into, we were molding it into statues. Fuck, though, how did we make spears? Right? Spears are not plastic, they're not wooden. Already we were fucking getting steel, melting it, and creating spears. So slowly but surely we're going to get there.
But at first they were wooden. Spears were wooden first.
What's Shaka spears wooden?
No. They weren't wooden.
Wait. Shaka spears were wooden?
No.
They weren't going to war with wooden spears.
No, ghost lady.
So already we could get steel and melt it.
Yeah, it was metal.
Yeah, and molded. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but already...
That one was worse than the pyramids one.
No, it was worse than the mummy one. No, guys, I was thinking of cavemen. Not Shaka Zulu.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I'm talking about
the beginning of spear.
But already we were making those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if we were not disturbed, and let's say, for example, the weather got harsher and harsher, colder and colder, we would have made, because already we had sandals, and that was all you needed, right? So for your feet not to get harmed or get hurt as you walk long distances. But the colder it got, we would have realized that, oh, fuck, okay, we need to cover these sandals up and created shoes and
boots. Okay, let me play devil's advocate. What were our ancestors doing?
They were living.
No, but it sounds like these guys just came and took whatever they wanted.
Dude, they came with guns. We hadn't gotten up to a point where we were creating guns. Because
we're fighting like that.
Yeah, we were fighting over, I'll take your village. I'll take your kingdom.
Well, I'll take your cow kind of
fight. Yeah, we weren't fighting for survival. We weren't fighting for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were wars that side where they were fighting for survival, because if you had
the Vikings.
Yes, thank you, the Vikings. There's nothing in fucking like Denmark and Norway. There's nothing. Iceland, remember when they got to Iceland, there was still nothing back then. Mm. And there's still nothing today. Google the fucking population of Iceland. It's less than fucking 5 million.
I think they only even had potatoes to eat every day. Imagine eating like potatoes.
Sonia
Mbele.
No, Sonia Mbele did. When she was married to Leslie.
Yo.
They're definitely potatoes there.
Yo.
What do you get me? Those people had already been fighting just for basic survival, just to live. So when they came this side, they had guns. What were ancestors doing? No one is going to give their wives to a stranger to get raped, or their daughter to a stranger to get raped. People will try fight. And you'll get overpowered. There's guns. Well, they've got guns. Mm.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like revolving automatic guns.
Mm. Hey, but I don't like going down this rabbit hole, man. It gets me depressed.
That's bad, but that's to
you're not hating white people. You're not hating white people, though.
And you were with them. That's how you passed your matric there. They were your friends, you know.
And you realize that those guys didn't do anything. The guys who we live with and communicate with, a lot of them didn't do shit.
Mm.
You know, some carry the same ideals, and that's the problem. But not all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's the true fucking plain history. If Africa was not disturbed, eventually we were going to realize the wealth
so
we have
far.
And create something of it.
Yeah.
Do you get me? It's like you can live with bread, and if someone comes who hasn't seen bread in 3 weeks, of course they're going to come to your house and finish that bread within a week, and then they'll say you were sleeping on the fucking bread. You don't know what you fucking had in your house, right? Because they're hungry.
Exactly.
You are not. Mm. We used to live a good life when not a lot of people went to bed hungry.
But it's fine, man. It's 2021. As black people, we must stay together and support each other. That's the only way out of this, man.
Yes, Tiki Mazwai. Just because Bonang does not own the wine, remember the wine was not selling without her. It's still a great business move. P. Diddy does not own Ciroc.
And once she put her name on that,
what happened?
What happened?
It's what JJ, who was sitting here, said.
Exactly. Bonang,
so I don't know why Tiki Mazwai, like, it's one thing to say we must own our things, but Bonang didn't sit down and come up with a wine and make a wine and white people came and took it from her. No, already it's not hers to own. They already owned it. Mm. They didn't give her equity. We don't know. Mm. But she made millions from that in Tiki Mazwai. Mm. Bonang made millions for that. And no matter how much you hate her, we must stand for the truth.
Yeah.
It was a great business decision.
Yeah.
She doesn't own the brand. Diddy does not own the brand. How many millions has he made?
From
it's worth over a billion from Ciroc.
Yeah.
No, man. Come
fuck,
on.
Something dope happened this week. A black fiber company approached me.
Oh, dope.
And they wanted to install fiber at my house. So they came through. Oh, man. The service was so great. Black owned.
For real?
Yeah, black owned company.
You see?
Whoa, man.
And then someone goes, but do they own? Is it, what's it, what? Where do they get the equipment from?
Yes.
100%. It's a black owned company.
Yes. It reminds me, there was a kettle that got launched. Zuluish kettle. I don't know how you say it, but that's how it's written. And then people started bringing up pictures of the exact same kettle, but with a different branding. And they're like, it's a Chinese kettle. Mm. It was made in China.
Same thing with Drip.
Same thing with Drip and Batu.
Ooh, I went to Drip last week.
Oh yeah.
The warehouse in Midrand.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a beautiful sight to see, man. They got this fucking warehouse and it's just black people working there. Black excellence.
You. That's what like, people do not see.
It's like you're at Silicon Valley, bro.
Good.
Thank
and it's the
you.
Facebook headquarters.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so
thank
dope.
You.
See?
Yo.
Nah.
I was
thank
like,
you.
Wow. This is inspirational, man.
Thank you. It reminds me of Silicon Valley. Yeah. And people think Likau and Kesba are here running a silicon. It's not a con. It's not a silly con.
It's an actual. Man, what are you drinking today? I need
what's
some of that.
On?
That's sense.
Get some of this. Bitter.
You know what? Sol is always like
this.
We love Sol like
this. I'm always like this, man.
But so yeah, right. Big shout out to Accelerate Fiber. That's what they call the cap here that I'm wearing.
Wait.
Accelerate Fiber.
Accelerate Fiber.
Yeah, black owned company.
Fiber.
Nice.
They've been around for 10 years. And it's not just like a typical black company where you're supporting a black company because it's black.
The
service is good. I got 100 megs, dog.
The internet is fast.
Yeah.
Yo.
My Pornhub, I don't have to buffer no more, dog.
So you can download all the OnlyFans videos before they remove the
exactly.
Nudity.
Yeah.
Now shout out to Accelerate Fiber.
Yeah, man. I'll put the link in the description below.
Nice.
If you need fiber, hit shout out to Accelerate Fiber. Contact them. And yeah, man, let's support them, man. I really, really like the service.
Nah, dope. Dope.
And I'm not just saying that because they gave me fiber.
Yes, I mean, yeah. Yes.
But it's like, you know, when the service is good, you got to commend
good,
it.
Yeah.
And please give me fiber also, accelerate fiber.
They tried to, bro. They wanted to give you, but there's no, I think in Hillbro, there's...
Oh, this.
They can't.
Ah, it's fine. I'll move out eventually.
Yeah, bro. Channel on point.
Yes. Yeah,
they wanted to hook up Ghost Lady as well, but she's got 100 megs already.
Oh, so ooh. They couldn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But yeah, man, it's dope. Accelerate fiber.
That is
anything
so
else
dope.
That I'm leaving out, guys?
Megs already?
Oh, you know, Naga likes his an IT gig. Like, he's.
He likes Pornhub, what?
Oh.
No, Matt.
He's an IT gig. I'm his Pornhub.
Hey, you should what he calls hubby.
Yay.
All right, cool, man. What am I missing out?
I don't know what else.
You, Panduka?
And the Afghan, did you guys see a guy who dropped off the plane when it was taking off? Do you see?
Yeah,
the
that's Taliban. Old, man. That happened
like 2 weeks ago. When America was leaving Afghanistan. People were desperate. Some were willing to stow away in the planes.
Did you guys see there wasn't any mask in sight there?
Exactly. What? That was another thing when I was watching that. I was
And then the Taliban thing, when they were trying to get into the plane, there was no mosque.
No mosque.
Yeah, nobody had a mosque.
You lie, bro. Afghanistan has so many mosques. What if there was no mosque? What if there was no mosque?
Nothing, zero.
Afghanistan has a lot of mosques.
Well, at the airport, there was no mosque.
Yeah. And was there a spike?
Nothing, huh?
But hey.
Anyway, Jovan.
Wait. How Jovian?
So come saying Jovi, like you need to Jovan.
All right, cool. Got some announcements to make. The weekend is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So before the alcohol closes, make sure you get yourself some grandeur. We are now at Sunning Hill, Pinduka.
Oh, dope. Sunning Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tops and Sunning Hill.
Tops Sunning Hill. Yeah. Oh.
See, we're going to get all the Tops one at a time.
Dog, you'll get all the fucking Tops one in a time until there's no Tops left, right?
Yeah.
We all want to see you get
topless.
Until we're topless.
Only some music wants to see him topless. The rest of us want to see in every top.
Don't trigger him.
You're saying, Ghost Lady, you got an idea, what?
No, I'm saying it. You know what? Like, as the show ends, wherever grandeur is available, it must run up like credits.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere. It must just be like,
shout out. Yes. Actually, that's a dope idea.
Yeah.
Have credits of grandeur availability.
Yeah.
Shout out. Remember, I announced we were Tops R55 the other week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we sold out in 2 days, man.
Oh, dope,
was
man.
Was that you, Ghostly? Did you buy all of them?
I did. I went to go buy two.
Oh, thank you, Ghosty.
Yes.
Thank you, Ghosty. So let me let you know which Tops we're at. So we're at Tops Mall at 55. Ghost Ladies one.
Yes, that's my
Tops
one.
At Clayville, nope. Tops at Roslyn, nope. Tops in Soshanguve, nope. Tops Barclays Tops, the one in Sunning Hill, and Barclays. Polo Fields Tops.
Ooh. Whoa, dope.
Yeah.
Guys, we're taking over Gauteng.
Yeah, one Tops at a time.
One Tops at a time, bro.
Until we're topless.
But did you see, there might be a need for a vaccine report for you to buy alcohol.
I thought.
Passport.
A passport, yeah.
Yeah, vaccine passport.
No vaccine, alcohol.
Oh yeah, just to prove your card, show your vaccine certificate. But I thought they said they would never force us to get vaccinated. That's what Cyril said, our president. He said people are not forced, would never be forced. But this is duress.
Mm.
You know, like if you put pressure on someone to do something, then they are doing it under duress.
You're taking away the option.
Yeah, so if they're influenced.
Yeah.
It's one thing to go to parties. Say we can't enter bars. That is fine to not be able to enter bars without a vaccine. But to go to a big wholesaler that sells alcohol or like a mega store or a Tops that sells alcohol and you can't buy it to consume it in your house, that's duress.
Mm.
You're now putting people in a corner to get this vaccine.
Yeah.
Give people the option.
Do you see where it's heading? I think we're going to have two communities soon enough.
Okay.
We're going to have a community of people that were vaccinated and the ones that were not. And the ones that were not vaccinated are going to be ostracized.
Oh.
Yes. Mm. That's exactly what's happening. Mm. You can't say people can't buy. To enter bars and establishments, that is fine.
What do you, are you maybe it's even saying it could go into like voting? and like all those privileges, like is how far is it going to go?
They never.
They're only going to go to traveling, you know, the traveling ban. You know, if you can't, if you didn't vaccinate, you can't travel. What's next? Okay, they said alcohol. What's next? You can't vote or you can't go, because there was also rumors that you can't go into just to do your grocery shopping if you've not vaccinated.
Yeah.
How far are we going to go?
I saw an ad in Australia, this flight company, they're like, if you get vaccinated, free flights for the whole year.
Wow. What's the desperation?
But is it that bad?
It's crazy, man.
Nah, man, but it's not right.
Yeah.
You can't, alcohol, just, I mean, come on. It's understandable to say people can't go in the bar, but alcohol, no. And also, they're never going to answer you. They're never going to do that with voting. They're never going to say, no vote. I mean, no vaccine, no vote.
Because they need votes.
They need votes. Mm. And already we've got a low voter turnout generally in South Africa.
Oh.
Like sometimes 60%.
But I get what, I understand what you're saying. Like, where's the limit?
Yeah, where's the limit? How far is it going to go?
It's duress. They'll put us under duress and more duress till we all get vaccinated. Even those people who do not want to get vaccinated. And the problem is, like JJ was sitting here when he said these things. People make up their own assumptions about the vaccines because government is not educating people enough about the vaccines.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's four different vaccines, or three different. There's Pfizer, J&J, there is this one from Russia, you know? But Sputnik, what are the differences between these vaccines?
And fuck all the people who get jabs and now want to be like spokespersons for the jab.
Hey,
you need to get vaccinated. Hey, you're irresponsible. Hey, we're saving lives here. Fuck you, it's my body, bro.
Exactly.
It's my choice. Don't enforce it on me.
Yeah,
don't come to my face telling me about, hey, vaccinate, otherwise you will get a jab from me. Fuck out of here, nigga. You'll get another jab, nigga. No,
and it's almost
right.
Like it's compulsory to even take a picture, like snap it. It's almost like show it that you actually even did this. Like, guys.
And we've been taking jabs for the longest time.
Yeah.
Flu jabs. Were you, was it like shoved down your throat to take a flu jab?
No, never.
Eh?
No.
It was your choice, I guess.
Exactly. You take a flu jab before winter starts or whatever.
Even as a baby, it was your parents' choice who decided to take you for all your vaccinations.
Yes.
So.
No, man, each to his own. I don't like those people that, like, just because they jab, now everybody must
don't
jab.
Don't preach to us about the jab. We'll get.
They are like jab influencers. Like,
thank you.
Jab influencers.
I think about a lot of things. I'm like, okay, I'm overweight. Okay, this, okay, that. Damn, maybe I've got sugar. Okay, I've never been diagnosed, but maybe I do. What happens if I get the jab? Do you get me? Like, educate people. Can you get the jab if you're diabetic? Can you get the jab if you're, you know, you've got these medical complications? What will happen? How different is this jab from that jab? Put people's minds at ease about the jabs and people will willingly go and get the jabs. Don't be like, hey, we've got jabs. We want to inject this thing into your system, literally deep into your system and your immune system, but you're not telling us much about it.
Yo, this topic is the most indecisive topic.
And polarizing.
Polarizing.
Yeah. There's like two ends.
Yo.
And
you can't be you can't be in the middle. It's either you jab
can't
or
be
you
on
don't.
The face.
Oh, yeah. You can't. You can't. But, and
the
but there are a lot of people that
hasn't jabbed.
Even the CEO.
But isn't it a rumor that has been going on for the past, like, over the year now? About this, the CEO of Pfizer.
No, man, he did an interview. Didn't I share it with you on the group? I'll share it with you guys.
Okay.
We'll play the interview. There's an interview where he did and he
but
said...
But how
no,
old is that interview?
I'm not sure how old it is.
Okay.
That
okay.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But he was saying he doesn't want to jump the line.
Oh, he wants due processes and fairness. He doesn't want to be a VIP. He wants to be an ordinary citizen.
You know what I mean? Anyway. Oh, yeah. Coast Lady. So this is what happened. Remember we got our TRP watches?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a... a chiller from overseas,
yes,
international chiller,
uh-huh,
who sent the TRP guy money to get Ghost Lady a watch.
You have
here we
been
go,
blessed.
Ghost Lady. Yeah,
you have been blessed.
We have been blessed.
Yo,
there we
thank
go.
You.
That's I got a blessing. Thank you. Do you know his name?
No, I don't know his name. We must get his name actually and shout him out next episode.
Yeah,
no,
shout out.
Yeah. Thank you so much, international chiller, who blessed me with the watch.
Make sure it works.
So beautiful.
Make sure it works.
Remember our last
remove that thing first. please, guys, I watch this to be activated.
I saw us on the post on Monday. Remember, our show was late, the Monday show. So people were already going, hey, it must be that TRP time.
Shame,
man. I was like,
TRP.
TRP. Yeah. They got the heat for that, man. I saw that. I'm going to watch way. So uploaded was sick. That's Sol Gonzalez. That's Sol Pendula. They were a bit funny in my mention. Sol Pendula. I'm like, funny. You know, I can't say shit because the episode is not up yet.
Yeah.
I can't just tweet as normal. You know what I mean? But they had us, and shame. TRP caught the smoke.
Aww. And it's official next week, Wednesday, 1st of September, 9:30 p.m. We are on Channel O, baby. In case you haven't heard, man. Oh, I saw a tweet.
Mesh actually got scared because he blew the vuvuzela.
Mesh couldn't even come to Junior Kanye's interview. He's scared of Davidson. He's scared of everything, Mesh.
Oh, did you see Junior Kanye trended for
predicting
the Channel O game?
Yeah.
And it was so crazy when we were doing the interview. We already knew. So when he said it, we were like, fuck this guy.
So he didn't, it's not like you guys told him.
No.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, okay, maybe you guys told him. That's why he was talking like that.
And we all knew, and we were like, how crazy.
Are you serious? Oh, that is so dope.
Junior Kanye is a prophet. And also, like, even on their channel, it's Disky. No, not 99. It's
Disky TV.
Even on Disky TV, man, his predictions. Of course, they are more of... What are they called? Those calculated and educated guesses. You know what I mean? And it's not even guess. It's just he gets a conclusion that this team will lose. Or they might not lose, but definitely they'll concede 2 goals. He's good. Yeah. And like, yeah, he prophesied the whole thing.
So I saw a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Under the announcement, someone wrote, they've been captured now. What's going to happen to Ghost Lady and the crew?
I've been seeing a lot of that concern. People say
they won't kill me. They've been captured.
I've been seeing a lot of that, bro.
So what
it hurts. It hurts a lot.
Guys, on Channel O, it's the celebrity episode.
Interviews,
yes. That are going to be up on Wednesday at 9:30, right?
Yeah, but this happens all the time. Like, obviously, a lot of people, a lot of chillers are worried, saying that we're going to be restricted now.
The Monday episodes are untouched, guys. They will still be here, right?
Monday episodes are untouched. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure anyone can even speak and say that if ever the Monday episodes go on TV or on that platform, it does not mean... they won't be on YouTube. They'll always be on YouTube.
They'll always be there.
Right? And also,
that was another concern as well. What? Are we still going to be on YouTube? So at
least
we'll stay on YouTube. People must not.
Okay, we said this last night on After Chillers with
also,
DJ Jaws.
Also, yes, with Jaws. Well, on After Chillers with Jaws. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing is going to change. Basically, Channel O is coming on. If you watch the podcast and you know about the podcast, we have different platforms in which you can consume it.
Yeah.
It's the same content. If you want to listen, you go to Spotify.
Thank you.
Right? If you want to check out behind the scenes content and other cool stuff that we do, you go on Patreon.
Thank you.
And if you want to watch, you go on YouTube.
Yeah,
so now we're just adding another platform, which happens to be traditional terrestrial TV. But nothing is going to change.
Nothing.
We are going to do what we do. We're going to give it to Channel O, and they're going to do what they do and put it up on their platform.
Yes.
And shout out to Channel O, man, because they're really sticking out their necks, you know?
They are, bro. After everything we've been through.
Yeah, yeah.
And to come through and be like, yo, we want to work with you guys. Shout out to them.
And they're taking a huge risk. You know what I mean?
They are.
Which is commendable. And I think it's because there's a lot of young people in that space.
Exactly.
In that company, and they know what's happening, which is credit to them, you know? So shout out to them. They're taking a risk. It's going to be dope. We're excited. Nothing's going to change. There's no censoredness, unfiltered. If we wanted to be censored, we would have taken the radio gigs we've been... So many radio stations. 24/7.
You know how many radio stations have been offering us gigs as a collective and as individuals? Do you know? If I start dropping names of radio stations and managers who've been calling me.
Yeah. Remember I once mentioned there was a big cellular network who wanted to... throw a big bag at us.
Yeah.
But they wanted to control the content. And we're like, oh no, cool. We can't do that.
We can't do that, guys.
So whenever we make a deal, whether it's Channel O, YouTube Black, whatever, it's always on our terms.
The content will not be touched.
None.
No. And chillers make this podcast. Chillers, this is their podcast. And that's why a lot of chillers have been saying that this win feels personal to them, right? Because they were there when
from the beginning
this thing was being done, from recorded with an iPad. They were there, and the growth is due to the chillers. So we could never take a deal that means doing a disservice to the chillers, censoring ourselves. So if a Monday deal ever ends up on TV, we would make sure that it ends up on TV as it is, with no changes. Yeah. If not, we'll keep it here.
What do you think about the chillers that were saying, if you're so concerned about censorship, why aren't you a member, blah, blah, blah?
Did I tweet that? But that's what I wanted to tweet to someone. Someone was saying, oh, you guys are now going to lose. Literally, his tweet was, yeah, you are now going to lose chillers. You are now going to do this. Now you're going to be fucked because now you are working for a channel. And I said, bro, are you a chill? Are you a member? Now there's two types of subscribers. We've got over 200K. What's the number now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
230,000K subscribers.
Yeah, like and subscribe, by the way. Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of people are watching and not they haven't subscribed. Yeah. Someone was like proud to tell us, like, hey, I've watched, I haven't subscribed. How does it change if I subscribe?
And how many people watch and don't even like?
And I had to tell them, like, yo, dog, we talk to advertisers and we need to show advertisers, apart from the views, who has subscribed. Yeah. And you help us build this channel. And it's the same thing I've been saying to the guys who are saying, yeah, you guys are going to change now, whatever, whatever. I'm like, are you a member? It literally cost 10 rand to be a member. When this thing started, yeah, MacGyver was doing it for fun. But now it's become a business that employs so many people, so many talented people. That guy is
and
one of the best sound engineers.
Now.
Yeah. This guy's one of the best sound engineers in the country.
Yo.
He works for a big channel.
I approve.
Right? And he's here because he loves this, what we're doing here. Mash can get a gig anyway. Mash was showing me, got like someone promising him 90K salary to move to KZN and start working with them. This is what we're fucking dealing with. I'm being offered gigs, you're being offered gigs, you're being offered gigs.
No, not so much me.
Not you?
No.
Ah, fucking hell. What's going on? Unless they want to destroy the podcast and they're like, take those ladies. Take Aya. Yeah. Take everybody around this motherfucker. Not him. We need to kill this shit he's built. Right? So as the podcast grows, we need to... It needs money. Guys, it's that simple. Like what these guys are doing, the cool things that show up on the screen, those are money. For the podcast to get from the iPad to here, money has been spent. All these guys are here because they can do it for free. If we lose all sponsors, I'd be here tomorrow doing it for free.
Exactly.
But to grow and to grow the quality. For example, if Bongani Zungu says I'm available for an interview, Black Coffee, guess what we need to do? We need to fucking fly to Ibiza. Or we need to fly to France and interview him there. We need money for that.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you're worried about the Monday show not being censored or taken on TV, what do we need to do? Insulate the Monday show. Create a chillers economy. Yes. We've got literally 200 subscribers. If each was members, 10 rand each, that's over 2 million rands for us to do the fucking cool shit that we do.
Every Monday.
And for Bougie to do the cool things he does, for the car podcast to do the cool things they
and
do.
The ladies,
yo, the ladies flying. Podcast. Hey, the
thank
car podcast
you.
Is flying.
It's amazing, bro. For the on the table to do the cool things that they do, for Jaws to do the cool things that they do.
Hey, and literally, Mash, maybe you must take that KZN job so we can play knock, eh?
You see what I mean now, guys? Because
Knock is not even getting paid. How crazy, bro?
It's crazy, dude. No. He's not getting paid. Yeah. And that's what I said. And
he's doing it for the love, bro.
And everyone.
And he understands the vision.
Thank you. And everyone on every platform would do it for free. Remember when our Super TV, right? They had come back with the renegotiations and given us a deal that we weren't happy about. And I told Mac, I said, don't take it. And he's like, but it's the biggest bag and it's paying everyone, it's paying you. I said, I'll do it for free as opposed to get a shit bag and a shit deal. Do you get me? So for us not to be in those kind of situations, it would be amazing to get, you know, that. Because already, a lot of chillers don't have Wi-Fi at home. They are buying data. So already, your MTN, your Vodacom, your Cell C's, your whatever, Neotels and Rains are making a ton of money because chillers buy data.
100%.
To get this. Already, they're fucking profiting from this platform.
Yo.
And from the very same, some chillers, we're not getting anything. And to them, I get, it's like the whole thing of before, with music piracy, someone would be like, I must not take data so that I can download 20 megabytes of a song.
Mm.
But you don't realize that that 20 megabytes is not going to
it's going to the network.
So already a lot of chillers are spending money indirectly, but it's not going on the podcast. It's going to the network providers and the other guys. So in order to protect that as a concerned chiller, it would be amazing if, you know, you remember, it's only $10. If half of the chillers did that, fuck, we'd do amazing, cool things.
Yeah.
Cooler
fucking I hope in things. 6 months' time, though, we don't come back here saying, hey, that channel is channel zero.
Channel zero?
Depends how you look at the O. But I, we're going to come here and say, hey, Chomi, send you guys in the O, yeah.
Drop the...
On that note, we out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Out.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.